Malaysia has formally agreed to Singapore's proposal to open consulates in Sabah and Sarawak. This will allow Singapore to provide consular services to Singaporeans there and deepen the already robust ties between our peoples. Importantly, this year we made very good progress on the Johor-Singapore Special Economic Zone. Singapore-based companies have committed over $5.5 billion in investments in the Johor-Singapore Special Economic Zone since January 2024. So we welcome the ratification of the SEZ agreement, and there is tremendous potential for this to grow further. We have signed a supplementary agreement to the RTS-linked bilateral agreement. This will facilitate preparations for co-located CIQ facilities and the eventual operationalization of the RTS. Our officials are also discussing reciprocal improvements to the cross-border taxi scheme, and this is with a common goal of providing more convenient options to our commuters. Our PM Anwar also discussed outstanding, and I discussed outstanding bilateral issues, which include airspace, water and maritime delimitation. These are long-standing issues, and let me briefly recap what they are about. On airspace, it's about the arrangements for air traffic management to meet the current and future needs of both countries, especially with the growing air traffic in our region. On water, it's not a pressing issue, but we both have a shared interest to increase the yield and safeguard the water quality of the Johor River. To conclude, both Malaysia and Singapore should be proud of what we have accomplished these past 60 years, both bilaterally and in our region. I am grateful for Prime Minister Anwar's friendship, leadership and support, and I'm glad to find in him a partner who is equally committed to ensuring that our ties continue to flourish for many more years to come. In one of our early meetings, Prime Minister Anwar said that Malaysia and Singapore should be role models for the rest of the world on how good neighbours should work together.